Hello everybody, so we're going to have class now, so if you please take your seats. So get started.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Today is your full activity day. I think that many of you will drown. A bike to river water. When I was young.
Thank you.
hope in your inner journey you are nicely progressing and you see everything you need to see, including the high mountaintops, that is the peak experience, says, and also deep valleys. Means when we become confronted with our present state of being, when we even see that we are not yet at the place where we wish to be, is very good. It's very good. If we do not sometimes experience also that we are in need of help and in need of mercy, we will never really take very seriously to the path. We will remain good weather devotees. When the weather is good, we are out. When the weather is bad, we are down. We are in, we are not moving anywhere. No, we should carry our own weather, our own Krishna consciousness. So today I have to be a little bit concentrated, and I need a concentrated audience. I know the Pandava Senyas are world famous for deepest levels of concentration. So kindly, let us immediately go to verse 4. I will chant it line by line. I request you to chant it along with me. First, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Better by looking into the two names by which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls Krishna. He calls him by two names. First is Jagadisha. And I think we know this name from the famous Arctic song, Om Jagadisha Hare. And then he calls him Ishvara. So before I start speaking, let me quickly offer my obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaura Kami Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Raskatyare Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri turns to Prishvara or Praneshvara. Praneshvara is a name the gopis use for Lord Krishna. Lord of my prana, my life. Praneshvara. And you know another name? Praneshvari. Who's Praneshvari? Any idea? Good morning. Radharani, you know everything. Yes, he turns to Praneshvara, the Lord of his life force, Lord Krishna. You know, when you grow up, your desires mature. Do you agree? When you grow up, your desires mature. When you are small, you want toys. I know, when I was small, I was crazy for a go-kart. Do you know what is a go-kart? We had made a little wooden boards and little tires, and I would go in my go-kart from morning till evening. I only wanted to be in my small little car. And I was crying when there was a defect in the car. My life turned around this little toy, which my neighbor child also had. And similarly, when you are small, you have one type of desires. For instance, small boys, I will now talk very relevantly to you, do not like girls. And girls think small boys are crazy. They only play in go-karts and such uncreative ways. And I do remember, as I was very young, my parents thought, God, this boy has to grow up. He can't always be with this nasty little go-kart and make one accident after the other and turn the neighborhood crazy. And they brought me into a dancing school. I think I told some of you, in Germany we have dancing schools where boys and girls are sent from aristocratic families to learn good behavior. And I still remember when I was young, I thought all girls are foolish because they can't wrestle very well and don't drive in go-karts all day. When I was there, you know, these girls always had aprons. That was the fashion. I think nowadays you don't find girls with very developed aprons. Is it called aprons? This little like it. What is it? Protective. Mother has it when she cooks sabji. So I was always in the dancing school. I had to dance the waltz, and but secretly I was untying the aprons so that the girls hated me, didn't want to dance with me. And in this way I was released from the boring waltz dance. I could dance to Jimi Hendrix music. I do remember, and similarly, girls and boys, who cares for them? But then, when there's a maturity happening, and I speak here of a maturity in body, the desires begin to change. The boys talk about the girls, and the girls get red faces or violet faces. Then they see the boys. Something matures, something changes. One interest is exchanged for another. So when you as a spiritual soul, as a part of God, mature, your desires must mature. No longer are you interested and the go-karts or the Mercedes-Benz of the world. It's in essence the same. No longer are you interested in wealth and sense gratification. No, you don't even want to become a famous rock star and want any numbers of followers. No! Now you become mature and you desire three things, three desires have to develop. Check yourself if you are still a little child in your spiritual life or if you're growing up by checking, do you have these three desires? First is Anukulya Abhilaj. You actually desire in your heart, I want to do a service to Krishna which pleases him. You find this in your heart. Yesterday I spoke to a wonderful devotee and we discussed a little project. Why not we discussed many obeisances to Giriraj and please him by our obeisances, paying obeisances. And this is called Anukulya Abhilas, the desire to please Krishna. When you are immature in your devotional service and in your spiritual life, you don't find this desire. Just like a boy who is physically immature, he doesn't find an appreciation for women, nor do women find who are still under the age of 12 or 11, I don't know how fast they are nowadays in their hormones, they don't find interest in the opposite sex. So if you are spiritually retarded, my dear Pandavasenas, you never find in your heart the desire to please Krishna. Has some of you ever found a desire in your heart to please Krishna? Isn't it you wake up one morning and you say, my life must be significant now. I have to grow up. Let me do something for Krishna. I go to the temple just to please him. I'm going to wash myself very expertly so that I smell fragrantly and then I will go and greet my Lord. I will go and take his darshan just to please him, just to say I'm here for you. So I guess every one of you has had this type of desire and this means you're spiritually maturing. You are now developing, like in this verse in Shikshastrakam, spiritual desires and turn away from material desires. A second desire will come in your heart. Prapt-yabilas. Prapti means you want to attain something. That is, you want to have a very specific service to Krishna. Like, you may want, or I want to sing for Krishna. I want to sing his glories. Or you may have the specific desire, I wish to preach his glories all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada writes about this. A devotee with a little intelligence plans so many things for the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. He plans so many things that the stagnant material desires become overflooded by the desire to serve the Lord. What does the word stagnant say? You are from England, you know better. I'm not sure. Is it like stale, isn't it? Stagnant, try this, make this change. Not moving. It stays. Yes? Any other language expert? We traders propose linguistic interpretation of the word stale. Stale is also sometimes used. Material desires are chewing the chewed. I mean, everyone that has desires, like, I want to drive a car, I want to... I mean, I don't want to be so graphic early in the morning. You know, these many material desires. Look in your heart and you know what it is. They have been there for many lives. Nothing special. Stagnant, stale. Sometimes some swamis say rotten, and something stays like this, doesn't move. It begins to smell like a dead rat. So you have to overflood this, bring freshness into it, with desires to serve Krishna. At that moment, you mature. Prabhupada Vilas. You want a specific service. When you become more advanced, you even have desires like, I want to fan Krishna in a particular way. I want to fan in such a way that the pearl-like drops of perspiration on his forehead, which came from his effort in the forest of Vrindavan, is dried away. Devotees develop first desires for services like they do in this world, like preaching or serving or making a garland and so on. This is the second type of maturity. You want to attain a specific service. And so Bhakta Abhilas is the third desire, the third example of maturity. You actually want to establish an affectionate relationship. So Hara, Guru Charanu, Hara means heart. Your heart wants this. Have you ever fallen in love, Makanlal? It must have happened to you, like every human being. At that time, something touches your heart. And when something touches your heart, at that time, your heart becomes pulled to that person. It's sometimes, for those of us who have made the experience, embarrassing. God, can't I think of anything else than just the hair of this person? You know, can't I be a little bit more creative, please? You know, from morning to evening, only one thought is a little embarrassing and a little boring. Your heart is pulled involuntarily. You feel pulled. Now, as you mature, you will see how your heart gets pulled to Krishna in a specific way. You want an affectionate relationship. You want that, my Lord, please show that you care also for me. Please show that the affection flows between us. I want to please you. So these three desires mark the turning point of your spiritual life. Previously, when you were immature, you wanted the toys of this world, the go-karts or Mercedes Benz or sense gratification of this world. Now, in this fourth verse, Mahaprabhu opens his heart and says, Praneshvara, Lord of my life force, please, let me serve you favorably. Please, let me attain a very specific relationship with you. Something very specific. I would like to, I mean, I'm embarrassed, but I would like to sweep your courtyard. There is a prayer like this by a great devotee. Oh, listen to this prayer. It's a prayer to Radha and Krishna. Oh, Radha and Krishna, I will sweep your courtyard in asana. And as I sweep it, sometimes the door of your palace but I open a little bit, and then while I sleep, I will look through that open door, and I will see you. The devotee wants like this. Let me do some little service for you, and while I do this, maybe the door will open a little bit. A little bit, and I will see your lotus feet. I won't see more. I'm a little fallen. I'm a little an expert in the ways of devotion. And just a little, maybe the ray from your tornado, I wish to see very much. So with my jalousy, my broomstick saber, I will just try to please you. He already wants this. And then finally, he wants an affectionate relationship. This is the turning point. My dear devotees, let's now be very frank and open. So often, we do our devotional life out of a sense of duty. Kartavya. Duty. Duty. But you know, this Krishna consciousness is something which should be done out of taste. How long can you force yourself to do something? At one stage, something will scream at you. Be human, you know. How long do you want to force yourself? Be human. No, my dear devotees. You should turn from the world of toys and mature and turn to the world of Krishna consciousness. And this is only possible by developing a taste for the things which are spiritual. This is compared to the opening of the heart lotus by the rays of the moon. When your heart opens by the chanting of Krishna's holy name, these spiritual desires will come. At the moment our hearts are, I'm very sorry to say, sometimes closed, and we don't have our real desires intact. But as we sit in the kirtan and we focus our minds on the holy name, the rays of the holy name will come and they will open our closed hearts. And do you know what happens when it's like you can sometimes see when you are in Vrindavan and you go in the night out of your door, you just want to be in the forest of Vrindavan, and you go to these ponds and you see how the moon rises and the moon comes with and kisses the lotus flowers awake. It's the rays which come and the lotus flower blushes and opens, and then a beautiful. These are blue lotus flower. Smell pervades the ponds of Vrindavan. You must, in your little yoga, do this. You know. So this happens when the holy name comes, and the rays of the holy name, it's called Namavas, where you try to just avoid your numerous offenses and just concentrate. You will see how the rays of your heart open, and how the fragrance of bhakti comes, and you develop these spiritual desires. I saw this yesterday. Yesterday, Madhava has arrived. I think he just came from Sweden before. Sweden. And we were chanting, and one of you, name and identity is withheld this moment for privacy reasons. He was sitting there and he was, I don't know if this is, if you say this word any longer, spacing out. Do you have this word? You could see his mind was all over the universe. Sometimes he looked towards the girls. His mind was in some London dream. I don't know exactly what he was thinking, but he was not there. So then Madhava just leaned over his harmonium and said, hey. First the devotees was still in another world. He didn't even notice. And then, hey. And then the devotee still didn't notice. Then another one went like, looked at Mana. And I thought it was very good. Because I was also spacing out at that moment. I thought, but this is because you always get something substantial to eat. I was very hungry for some reason. And I said, sorry. And then I came back. And then I noticed, because I wanted to see the end of the story, this devotee now, you know, was trying to concentrate on the holy name. And when you do this, just trying to avoid the offense called inattention, which is the root of all your other apparatus, no? Then something happens. The holy name comes and comes like the rays, it's described, the rays of the rising holy name comes and touches your heart and it opens. It actually opens. Thank you for blowing so melodiously. it opens, you know, and when the heart opens, then at that time your natural or spiritual desires spring into existence. My dear devotees, today, Shishi Gauri Dali Ki Jai. Today you will have your activity day. I suggest all of you give your best, just throw yourself into your activity, get all that energy and passionate energy out, you know, scream and be active like anything on your activity day, and then we should come back in the evening and sing. And then you must make an experience of this verse. You should just sit down, you should try to concentrate on the holy name. Then the holy name, may it rise on the horizon of your heart, and then your heart will open. When your heart opens, this is called the maturing of your spiritual life. You will develop all types of auspicious desires, these material desires which have made you so long a bound slave ago, and the desires fragrant. Spiritual desires will be there. Having said this, I will end at this minute. I'm 1 minute too late. This is a scandal for a German. You please now have your activity day. I think some announcement will be given by our talented MC. Please come, MCG. See each other in the evening. There will be a combined class, and then we will simply sing.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for such a wonderful class.
Can be better.
can have three really loud Hare Krishnas for Maharani's love.
Thank you.